Now, in recent weeks, we've heard how criminal gangs are targeting Khayelitsha businesses, including childcare centers, including community theaters, demanding money to not inflict harm on innocent, hardworking people. Also hearing reports that ordinary people walking to and from their place of work, coming home after catching a taxi, being threatened by criminals, being extorted. Also reports of people having to show their payslips so that criminals can decide how much they should be paying in protection money. It's reached to a head that the Deputy Minister of State Security, Zizi Kodwa, attended a meeting on Sunday to address some of these concerns. My next guest was part of that meeting. Nditin Teodo is the head of the Khayelitsha Development Forum. Joins me now. Nditin, thanks so much for coming on air with us. For how long have residents of Khayelitsha been terrorized by gangs extorting them? You know, saying that if you don't want us to hurt you, if you don't want us to come and rob your businesses or your customers or yourself, you have to pay us a protection fee. How long has this been happening?
Thank you very much, Lester. Good morning to you and your listeners. Look, this thing has been coming on for some time. Initially, it started with mostly with the Somali shopkeepers. And then it went on to the background you just gave, to where now even individual households were targeted. Mm. And then the Khayelitsha Development Forum felt really that in working in partnership with the religious leadership in Khayelitsha to say, look, let's stand up. Let's say enough is enough. Let's conscientize of our community of the existence of this phenomenon and raise certain questions. It raises questions about how we as a community would allow ourselves to be gripped by some by a handful of thugs. And we felt that maybe it is time for the Khayelitsha Development Forum to provide that necessary leadership and mobilize the community. You see, Lester, in other communities, in other suburbs in Cape Town, you find the improvement district that is run in various areas. It is time that maybe Khayelitsha as a township must consider that to add one leg to its own safety situation.
One would argue that criminals and thugs, as you call them, are not external from the community. They don't come from outside of Khayelitsha and, you know, and do the extortion. They live there. They are the children, the brothers, the sisters, the brothers of residents there, of people, hardworking people there. People know who they are. Why hasn't there been so little action?
But the thing is that, Lester, now they are armed and dangerous. Mm. That's what separates them. It's a group of handful of people that are known, yes, but armed and dangerous. If somebody goes into a granny's house and say, I will protect your TV, pay me 200 rand, and if you tell, I'm going to shoot you, nobody's going to tell.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to tell. And it sucks. You see, the issue for us at the moment, Lester, is not to apportion blame to no one. Because SAPS puts its own argument that, look, we know about these things are happening, but nobody reports them. Therefore, as police, we'll have to arrest people based on cases opened to us or with us as SAPS.
That is also a very flimsy argument from police, because we do know that visible policing, police that are on the beat, they're patrolling the streets within their vehicles or where they're on foot, they are a deterrent also for criminals who see police and then will think twice about whether they are going to rob someone at the moment, knowing that police are close by and can easily respond to that.
Part of the reason why we invited the Deputy Minister for State Security was to raise the profile of the situation. Listen, there are too many other issues, too many other underlying issues that goes with these types of things, especially in areas such as Khayelitsha. I don't know, Lester, if you still remember the recommendations by the police commission that
Khayelitsha Commission of Inquiry.
Yes, if you still remember the report, most of the recommendations that are there are more special planning recommendations. And unfortunately, none of those recommendations were ever implemented since that commission recommended them. Now, the legacy of the apartheid special planning that deals with the policability of the area, Lester, in terms of access roads, house numbering, and then street lighting, all those types of things that makes the environment safer, are still not there, as they were recommended to be fixed by the commission then.
I fully appreciate police who said during the Commission of Inquiry saying that we cannot patrol between, for example, informal settlements and shacks because our vehicles can't go through. There is a safety of police officers. There is no proper public lighting, so it is dark and they can't go. That's a bit interesting that the police are afraid of the dark, but at the same time, understand the operational difficulties of it all. But at the same time, at the Khayelitsha Commission of Inquiry, community members said that they have no trust, they have no faith in the police, and that there had to be an intensive, almost reconciliation process between residents of Khayelitsha and police. That had to be underway. Did that in fact happen? Is there a better relationship between residents of Khayelitsha now and the South African police?
Yes. As far as we are concerned as the KDF, because remember, we do not have a choice on these things. As the KDF, we bring together all stakeholders, all political parties, all government departments in all three spheres of government. We do not have a choice where we sit there and say, okay, this one is no longer doing their responsibility. There is a very improved relationship between the community of Khayelitsha as represented by the KDF with the South African Police Services. We will look less at the other thing what you are saying. We are not saying the police are doing more or what they're supposed to be doing. We understand all of that, but what we are saying, we mobilize all resources. We believe as a community of Khayelitsha that this situation needs an intelligence-driven type approach, if you like. Because remember, the community now is afraid. The meeting on Sunday was, number one, deal with the grip of fear that the thugs held over their victims. So we are going out there as a structure and say to the community, we are together in this. So you can speak about it, report it where it's possible.
Reports that some people are even being asked by these criminal gangs to show them their payslips so that they can decide how much they should be paying in protection money. Have you heard about this? These are some of the reports that I've seen over the weekend.
Yes, I've seen those gory types of details. You see, look, the thing is that we are sending a message to the criminals that, look, enough is enough. You cannot ask a person to rent a pair of techies they have on. Like you tell a lady in Khayelitsha to rent their weave they have on their head. You see, for you to keep your weave on your head, you must pay us 100 rand. Literally, the weave belongs to them, or the houses belong to them. But if we do not do anything about it, Lester, they may say that the shack you live in, we must rent that shack.
Wow.
You know? So it is a terrible situation that we find ourselves in as a community, and we believe that working together as a community and united on this thing, we will defeat this task.
In Ntiniti Order, there is the chairperson at the Khayelitsha Development Forum. And when we spoke and initially thought about extortion, protection rackets here in Cape Town, we thought, oh, it's Long Street and the nightclub industry and the entertainment industry. But as Nditini paints a very, very distressing picture coming out of Khayelitsha. Criminal gangs are extorting people. They're saying that if you want to keep the wig on your head, you have to pay us your monthly protection fee. I'd like your thoughts. If you're from Khayelitsha, if you live in that area, you have thoughts on the story, give me a call. 021-446-0567.